And finally today, the Detroit Lions did it again. They lost yesterday for the 15th time this season. They were defeated by the New Orleans Saints, the score 42-7. Sunday's defeat puts them one loss away from being completely victory-free. Celeste Headley commiserated with fans in Detroit.
The Lions fans inside the Detroit Brew Company seem to be in various stages of grief. Season ticket holder Scott Benedict is angry.
They're a joke. Everybody thinks they're a joke. They're going to break the record for most losses ever, and they're going to be a joke until somebody else does it. So what can you say?
His friend Nick Berard is pretty depressed.
They're really bad, and they deserve to lose every game. It's their worst team I've ever seen in my life.
William Morgan seems to be in denial.
Right now, we're in a slump. That's all it is. Just a minor slump. Just a little hiccup in our road to the Super Bowl.
And Nick Sanders has reached acceptance.
I think that's the only way that they're ever going to win a game, is if we let them cheat, at least this year.
Sanders says the Lions may be able to beat the Green Bay Packers next week if the refs look the other way.
So we have to play them straight up. We don't have a chance. And it's just not fair. And we should be able to, you know, cheat.
Mike Zaleski's wearing a Lions jersey and brooding over the team's terrible performance. He blames management.
I always equate it to the war in Iraq. You can be against the war, but you can't be against the soldiers over there. Don't blame the kids who are out there fighting their butts off playing this game.
But Zaleski still buys tickets and still watches the games, as do all of the loyal fans here.
I love my Lions. I just can't watch it for too long.
William Morgan says, for better or worse, Detroiters will continue to support their football team.
Because we love our city. And anybody that represents our city, we love them.
And Ryan Storm says the Lions have never been really great, but have always had a loyal following.
I mean, it's part of Detroit, you know. You go to the Lions games, it doesn't matter how bad they are.
So part of living in and around Detroit is going to watch the Lions lose?
Yes.
Next week, the Lions play the Packers, and it's their last chance to win a game this season. The team hasn't beat the Packers in Green Bay since 1991, but William Morgan says anything could happen.
Who would have believed that we have a black president? So next year we could be all the way. We could go 16-0.
Celeste Headley, NPR News, Detroit.
Day to Day is a production of NPR News with contributions from Slate.com. I'm Alex Cohen.
And I'm Madeline Brand.